a gun in the face.
Then all of a sudden, they all kind of lined up. They pointed their guns at me. And this is the point where I thought, I'm going to die today.
Started 2 years of horror for an American in Venezuela.
They said, you need to give us your phone and get ready because you're coming with us.
I'm Becky Bruce, and I spent a year researching and piecing together Josh and Tammy Holt's story about their ordeal in a notorious prison.
That's when everything started to turn bad. We had another pound on the door. Boom, boom, boom. And there was the police once again.
You can binge all of the episodes of Hope and Darkness on KSLPodcasts.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
Time for the KSL In-Depth Hour on the biggest stories of the day. Brought to you on the KSL News Radio app by Any Hour Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. KSL News Radio presents the In-Depth Hour, starting now.
Good morning. It's 8 o'clock, the hour we go more in-depth on the biggest stories of the day. I'm Tim Hughes.
And I'm Amanda Dixon. Our top story this hour.
Back to school.
Back to school.
School starts for thousands of students this week, and crossing guards say it's time for drivers to look up from your phones, your food, and your makeup.
They're just not paying attention, and they're not yielding the right of way to the pedestrian like they need to.
KSL News Radio's Mary Richards begins our live in-depth team coverage of Back to School. She joins us from a crosswalk in downtown Salt Lake City. Mary?
Yeah, Amanda, and I'm seeing so many students crossing right now and school buses going through. It is that time of morning that drivers now need to remember it's the time when students are going to be out and about. And crossing guards say it's incredible how many drivers are not paying attention. Judy Burr is constantly watchful all morning long as she helps kids cross the street from elementary school in Salt Lake City.
My whole focus is how I can get these kids across the street safely without having any incidents, or I'm not going to have to call fire department.
And remember, school buses are going to be making frequent stops. You cannot go around that flashing stop sign. Live, Mary Richards, KSL News Radio.
Yeah, authorities will have eyes on you if you do those things. Be ready to see extra patrols near crosswalks as the kids head back to school. Provo Police tweeted that they'll be at school zones today, and Unified Police say they'll be around schools in Holiday, Mill Creek, Magna, Taylorsville, and Kearns.
The State Auditor's Office has a new way to track how your school district spends money. KSL News Radio's Kelly Pierce continues our live team coverage of Back to School. Kelly?
Amanda, you can easily find out how much your district spends in total every year, but what if you want a little more detail about just where that money goes? The state auditor is teaming up with BYU to launch an online dashboard called Project Kids. It'll show you how much is spent per project and student and can break it down even further, like how much is spent on special needs students, rather. The Daily Herald says the data should be available for every school district by the end of the year. Live, Kelly Pierce, KSL News Radio.
Meantime, homeless advocates say there's a lot more need for school supplies for kids in the Road Home Shelter. People have donated 2,500 items to the shelter, but they have more kids to serve this year. Here's KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson.
The Road Home Apple Tree Program has been giving school supplies and clothes to homeless kids for 15 years. And normally they give supplies to around 150 kids a year. This year, though, organizers say they had 210 kids they gave items to, with another 30 orders left to fill. They say the shelter has a lot of movement, with many kids moving into transitional housing, and other kids are just taking their place.
Organizers say they're also seeing more donors filling their orders and more businesses partnering with them.
The 25-year-old Utah man who went missing in the Idaho-Montana wilderness last Sunday is now telling his story after being found alive. Caden Longo went horseback riding with family, but his horse went lame, so he decided to walk back to the meetup point. But he didn't make it and got lost. 5 days later, he wandered into a camp of volunteers.
I hear them go, "Are you Caden?" I said, "I am Caden."
Caden survived by sleeping only 3 hours a night, eating berries and insects, but had plenty of water in the area.
A quarter of the population of Hong Kong reportedly came out to demonstrate. Let's get KSL's top national stories now. Sean Michael Lyle is back live at the KSL National News Desk.
Well, Tim, organizers say 1.7 million people demonstrated against Chinese rule in Hong Kong yesterday, the largest protest yet.
In the battle of David versus Goliath,
We try our best and put pressure on Beijing.
The demonstration was peaceful, but Chinese police continued mass exercises just across the border. A weekend bombing at a wedding in Kabul, Afghanistan, sparking outrage from the government as this is against ISIS rebels. It happened as the U.S. negotiates with the Taliban to withdraw troops. But President Trump adds,
we're there for one reason. We don't want that to be a laboratory. Okay, it can't be a laboratory for terror.
63 people died in the wedding bombing. An increasing number of economists think a recession's on the way, many believing it'll happen in the next couple of years. Grant Thornton's Diane Swonk has an honest answer.
We don't know if there's a recession on the horizon, but certainly the risks of a recession have gone up quite dramatically for 2020.
Optimists say past recession indicators are no longer valid in today's economy. And Denmark's prime minister says President Trump's idea of selling Greenland to the U.S. is absurd. She's visiting Greenland today, says it's not for sale. The island is a key strategic location, also rich in energy and mineral resources. Live at the KSL National News Desk, Shawn Michael Lyle, KSL News Radio.